cutting it off. Right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, the WBO 122-pound title was on the line. I started talking about the defending champion, the Filipino Flash, Nonito Dinner, now 37-3, KO number 28, folks. I mean, the guy goes home to the Philippines in front of a sold-out crowd in Cebu, and just takes on the number four contender, just takes him out. I mean, this sort of tells you that he belongs at 122. In fact, he might be a little too small at 122. I'm talking about Nonito Nair, of course, having fought Guillermo Rigano in the past and sort of got schooled by Rigano. Is Rigano the real deal at 122? Rigano's going to fight now at 126 against Vasyl Lomachenko later in the year. Now, earlier tonight, of course, last night, at the Great American Forum, the Inglewood Forum, call them what you want. It was a house that Magic Johnson built originally, you know, back in the days when the L.A. Lakers played the L.A. Forum. But Gennady Golovkin was in action tonight, a KO winner over a Dominic Wade. Talk to me, Zach Attack Young. Is Gennady Golovkin still looking like the best fighter pound for pound, at least in the middleweight division?
He's the best middleweight. I don't know if we could call him best pound for pound because he's just not getting the best fighters at his weight in with him. It's a catch 22 with him because I think he beat those guys, but I don't know that. I got to see him beat him. So,
but as far as common opponents are concerned, the guy's destroyed. He's been like a lawnmower. He's ran through the middleweight division, his 22nd straight KO tonight.
Right. And he put that guy away easy. I mean, he went through him like butter. It was a really easy fight for Golovkin. And I don't know. It's just like, I really hope that Canelo will step up to the plate. If you're holding a 160-pound belt, you can't fight at 155 to defend it. You got to step up at some point. I mean, you can't hold onto that belt and not fight the best guy in the division.
Wade says he's been hit by guys as heavy as 200 pounds, and nobody hits as hard as this kid hit him tonight with those 8-ounce gloves.
I believe it. I mean, he folded him pretty easily. It was to the point where it almost looked fixed. Like, I know it's not fixed, but it's just like, how did he do that so easily against a pretty solid opponent?
Okay, Canelo Alvarez, the aforementioned Canelo Alvarez and Amir Khan, they're hooking it up May the 7th. Is that a super fight, Zach?
It's a super fight in name value. But, I mean, if you look at it, like, from, you know, the right perspective, it's kind of like, okay, Khan just moved up to 147. Now he's moving up to 155. And he's fighting against a guy who's going to weigh in like the 170s on fight night. Like, I don't know. It's in terms of name value, though, it's one of the bigger fights out there. Because, I mean, Khan is a star. Canelo is one of the biggest stars right now. So I'm sure it'll sell. I'm sure it'll do over $1 million on pay-per-view.
You do realize that Amir Khan has more Facebook followers and Twitter people than anybody in boxing. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, he's a big star. I mean, I think some of his losses have taken a little bit of the luster away, you know, and some of the kind of subpar performances that he's had. But he's a huge star, especially in England.
Okay, an Olympic bronze medalist, so Silverman didn't make the gold. That chin, it's failed him in the past, but against a slower opponent like Canelo Alvarez, will he be able to exploit Canelo's 3 feet?
You know, he's going to have to fight the fight of his life. Virgil Hunter is going to have him avoiding all of Canelo's punches. But to be honest with you, I was thinking about it, and Khan faced Maidana. I kind of think Maidana might hit harder than Canelo. What do you think?
I don't know. Canelo hits hard to the body. I think he throws good body shots. But as far as the head shots are concerned, I think he's a little sluggish getting up to the head. I think that this added weight that he puts on after fights or after a weigh-in like 154 or 155 pounds and come in the ring 173, 174 pounds, 24, 25 hours later, I just don't think that's really all that good for him. In fact, I saw a couple of medical studies that were put out a couple of months back on the internet indicating that his weight loss and the fact that he cut so much weight before a fight is just not healthy. But according to the WBC, they're monitoring his weight and they're making sure he isn't cutting weight too fast. But didn't he get away with a couple of passes on the weigh-in thing a couple of fights ago?
Yeah, he has. And I mean, he's already kind of, he's fighting at what they call Canelo weight. You know, 155 isn't, that's not a weight division I've heard of. It's just kind of, it's a catch weight. And he's fought his last three or four fights there, I believe.
Okay. We're looking to bring Amanda Serrano, who is the WBO 126-pound female champion, on the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. She was the winner last night in San Juan, Puerto Rico, the first time a woman has ever headlined a card in Puerto Rico, and it wasn't a Puerto Rican girl. It was a Puerto Rican girl from Spanish Harlem, from Brooklyn. So straight up, and congratulations to Amanda Serrano. You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast network. Let's switch gears, Zach. Let's talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Now, John Jones back in the fold, the interim champion. Let's talk about that. Straight up, tell me.
Well, John Jones, I mean, the octagon rush definitely showed tonight. He was a winner over five rounds. I thought he won every round. He got touched up by OST a little bit. That's Ovince St. Preux. He did ragdoll him a few times by just taking him down with these slams, some very hard slams. And overall, it was a successful night for Jones. I don't think that he looked tremendous, but it kind of looked like a guy just trying to get some rounds in.
Why do you give St. Preux? Why did you blow him off so lightly? I mean, you indicated that John Jones was going to cut through him like butter and probably stop him early. You gave him no respect. I mean, did he earn your respect after tonight's win, after tonight's five-round loss?
You know, he hung in there. I mean, they both looked pretty gassed after, like, the first two rounds, so it was kind of hard to gauge. But, I mean, he had his moments. I thought he lost it. You know, he lost every round, but it was a fight that probably elevated his status a little bit. I mean, it kind of solidified that he is one of the top fighters at the weight class, I'd say.
Bit of an upset at lightweight 155, folks. Former champion Anthony Pettis losing for the second time in the last year and a half. Of course, he lost that title. But, man, he lost to Edson Barbosa tonight. Unanimous score across the board, 29-28 twice and 30-27. Pettis lost his snap here?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with Pettis. I mean, Edson Barbosa, I mean, he's a talented fighter, but he doesn't have the best chin, you know, and Pettis should have been able to land something to put him away. But I don't know. I mean, just the last few fights, Pettis just hasn't looked quite the same. I mean, now he lost to Dos Anjos, you know, he lost to Eddie Alvarez. I think this is, I mean, that's just, these are guys that he should have been beating. I mean, Dos Anjos I could see because of the grappling, but the other two, I don't know. I mean, I would have favored him to win those fights, so.
Interesting. We talk about USC, of course, 197. The flyweight championship was on the line, 125 pounds. Demetrius Johnson defeated Henry Cejudo and TKO, knee and punches in the first round. Is he doing anything that will make me – I didn't see this because I was off at Cheech and Chong tonight, but is he doing anything when I watch a replay that's going to make me want to watch him?
Well, I mean, getting a knockout is definitely a step in the right direction because nobody wants to see a five-round flyweight fight, I don't think, because they hit like flies buzzing around. You know, it's not a lot of damage being done. People want to see the damage being done. And other than that, I mean, he's gotten that knockout. You know, he knocked out Benavidez in the rematch. I think maybe he's adding a little more power to his repertoire. That might be the case.
Speaking of power in the repertoire, Conor McGregor was considered the hardest slugger pound for pound in MMA, knocking out Jose Aldo in 13 seconds in the manner in which he did. I mean, he knocked him flat, starched him. I mean, people were saying nobody could stand up to the strikes of Conor McGregor. And then along came Nate Diaz. And Nate Diaz not only stood up to his strikes, Nate Diaz made him submit in the second round. Now, Nate Diaz is in line to make all kinds of money. And Conor McGregor says he's retiring, so they canceled the main event for UFC 200. And Nate Diaz is out maybe an $8 or a $10 million payday. Something's wrong with that picture, Zach.
Yeah, something is going on. I mean, I think Conor McGregor, this was his explanation of it, is he's been doing nonstop press for the UFC for so long, like for the last year and a half straight, and he just wanted a little less press obligations for this fight. You know, he wanted to be able to focus on the fighting. And, I mean, this was a quote by him. He said, you know, I'm all for handing out flyers, but at some point you got to get back in the shop. Like, you can't just be handing out all these flyers and not doing the work in the shop.
Well, let's be honest. A guy had died recently. There was a part of his camp, I think, there, and I think he was ringside when that occurred there in Europe. And so, I mean, he's got to be feeling a little negative vibes here, because I'll be honest with you. I think Nate Diaz probably beats him again and probably beats him more decisively this time, walks to him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's going to walk to – Nate's going to walk to him. Nate's going to try to walk him down this time.
Yeah, I mean, the smart money is definitely on Diaz in this fight, and he did lose the first fight. You know, he's got to have some second thoughts about that. And not only that, but having the ego that he has, he insisted on this fight being at 170 pounds again. He could have had Diaz fight him at 155. He probably would have a better chance.
See, I don't think he would. I really don't think so. I think getting Diaz at 155, I just don't think he beats Nate Diaz any way they go about it. Now, Benson Henderson, remember him? Guy signed my wall out here, the Wall of Fame here at the Sports Byline Studios a couple of years ago, and he was the UFC lightweight 155-pound champion. He made his way to a Bellator. What happened?
Benson Henderson, I mean, he made a successful debut in Bellator. Bellator, I mean, they might be able to pay him more than the UFC, you know.
But here's what's up. But he goes in last night, fights Khorshev, and loses a five-round decision. So as far as the money's concerned, no matter how much money's involved, as far as being a major player is concerned, I think he's sort of faded, because you know what? There's really been no super performances when it's come to Benson Henderson. There really hasn't. There's been a lot of wins in which he eked wins out over Gilbert Melendez and over the punk, I can't think of his name, Josh Thompson and people like that. But outside of dominant performances, I really didn't see too many as champion.
No, he didn't. He was kind of more of a GSP type of fighter as a champion, you know, kind of fighting safe. He was never my favorite guy to watch, and I thought he lost that Josh Thompson fight. I didn't think that he deserved to win that fight.
Josh was my buddy. We're talking sports, because next up we're talking baseball. This is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check them out online, WBOBoxing.com, or follow them on Facebook. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny talking to his all-stars live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com. That's WBOBoxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.